Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Yeah, no question regarding how important the Craig James Financial Services is, especially this time of the year with tax deadline date approaching in a big way. That's right, April the 18th, ladies and gentlemen. Check it all out, CraigJamesFinancial.com. There's great information on the website. Also, you have to pre-register to get involved with all the great webinars and events that come our way. The Dow, second day in a row, over 300 points, went up 316, 32,560. Starting point, futures down slightly, about 10 points or so. This is a massive day regarding an announcement on the interest rates and some of the economic projections expected from the Federal Reserve a little bit later on. Very interesting, Mr. Craig Ferentino, and welcome, my friend. Especially, this will be the first time we hear from officials since the collapse of the SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank. Very interesting day today. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Jay. What an introduction. Yes. Is there something going on today? I wasn't sure. Oh, yeah. Let me just check my watch here. Yes. We all have a pulse, and this is very interesting. We'll see what the Jerome Powell is going to say. Should we raise? Should we not? Should I stay? Should I go? Famous Clash song. Very, very interesting here, Jay. We're trying to feel this out. If he's between a rock and a hard place, rates will continue to tame inflation, shore up some of the banks. Banks said they weren't making money when interest rates were low. Then when interest rates went up, they're still not making money. So I don't know what you do here. Somebody's going to get hurt no matter what you do. So, but if he increases the interest rates again, that's going to mark to market the bonds or set the value of the bonds that these banks are holding lower. And then should there be a run on the banks, meaning people withdraw their deposits all at once, that's going to affect the price. So if he doesn't do it, then we have other issues saying that he's really worried about the financial system, and it portends some other things in the future in terms of how this looks. The famous one of the hedge fund managers wrote a very long tweet yesterday. Almost, it was kind of interesting, kind of sad. That it's almost begging Jerome Powell not to raise rates. They must be in some sort of hedge fund trap there as rates go up. But very, very strong. Ackman was his last name. So very interesting. I did catch that somewhere. So, let's talk about some other things. I mean, let's talk about yesterday and how we got through yesterday. Yeah, the markets continue to find footing. It looks like we're sharply higher. All sectors were higher. It was good to see that. And the VIX volatility index, also known as the Wall Street fear gauge, was down over 10% Tuesday. So the fear gauge has come down. I think the markets have priced in something. Not quite sure what that is. So we'll find out a little later today. The Fed meeting is taking the spotlight, and that's all eyes are on that. This is the day-to-day noise, and if you're an investor, you're driving in your car, this is the type of time that we saw a sell-off in the market. We may have another sell-off again. Keep your powder dry. And we will get through this. This is a very simple situation here. We will get through it. It's all induced by the Fed, the markets here. So Apple, Microsoft clearly dominating the U.S. market, and the Facebook, Netflix, Google not looking as exciting, but certainly these big players with a lot of cash are looking very, very good. Goldman Sachs, the mergers and acquisitions, still also doing very well. So there's still a lot of opportunities. Times to not only take over banks, but times to take over other companies, and we're seeing some of that activity. And so the banks certainly will come through. It is the lifeblood of our economy, and it's not something to worry about. We do have an IRA contribution that has to go in. So if you haven't done that yet, you don't want to make a 2022 IRA contribution. Not a big thing, but I think it's important because we want to start sheltering money and having think about that, because the world is going to get more tax toxic for the middle class, not for the wealthy, for everybody. And we want to make sure that people are doing things in place. And as you're doing your taxes, taxes are history, Jay, history of last year, what happened last year. I'm looking at the big picture and what's going to happen in the future. And we all need to make ourselves more less tax toxic and have more of an emphasis on that as we're sitting there. We noticed that I think in New York, it was the 49th place to retire to, Jay. It was on one of these, I think it was Wallet Hub, that showed this incredible chart. One of the most expensive places to retire to is good old New York. And so if you're there's some of the places that did, you know, really got up there for medical care. You know, they didn't just put prices. They added the quality of the medical care, quality of life. We did see some other states, of course, Florida, South Carolina, the usual ones that we're hearing New Yorkers go to. We're towards the top. Colorado is in there too, like number five or six or so. Very interesting, nice place to retire to, good medical care, good quality of life. But sadly, our state here was number 49. I'm wondering, next time you talk to people, is there anything we can do? It's also very expensive from a financial advisor standpoint, you know, the health care. The long-term care is expensive here, in the, as well as, length care, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, well over $10,000 a month. So very expensive to be here in New York. And this great survey showed that. So I just thought I'd point that out. And so it's harder on us, the financial advising markets, to figure this out, but we can. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And we'll have a little 13:15 on Thursday night, 7 to 7:15. We're talking about three reasons to contribute to an IRA, which all could be used to help keep you staying here in New York. So that's what I have for today, Jay.
Out of the play. Yeah, I was looking at that list also. I was shocked to see Siberia was ahead of New York as far as relocation was concerned. I mean, listen, this used to be the place. It's not anymore, my friend. You know, it's just unaffordable right now when you have the leadership that we are showing here in the state. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. So hopefully, you can only hope things improve, because let's face it, we all love Long Island, right? But it's tough. It is really tough when you don't have that leadership. Going at full throttle. Good stuff. We will await to see. Maybe Siberia is pretty good in the summer. I don't know. I got to check that out. But we'll see what Powell does and company there. Very, very interesting day as far as the economy is concerned. And we look forward to deciphering it all and having you on tomorrow. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. We'll chat tomorrow. We'll have a lot to talk about, too.